David Lloyd Radio. Moments.
We start this week 3 years ago, and a sudden change at Capital London.
I'd love to check out her whole back catalogue.
She's got a big back catalogue.
You get me?
Hits, baby.
Okay, I've selected the first 30 minutes of music for Roberto's show. They've let me do that. It's cool. You're going to love it. It is Friday, gang! Have a cracker. Have a humdinger of a swinger. Dan's up next with the news.
Johnny and Lisa. Capital Breakfast.
Johnny Vaughan suddenly leaving the breakfast show on Capital London after 7 years this week in 2011. And this chap ended his stint on the BBC Top 40 this week 12 years ago.
And I suppose now's as good a time as any to paraphrase a famous DJ speech. There have been certain things going on at Radio 1 in the last few years. And they've been very good, really. This is a great place for a music fan to work. It's a great station for music fans to tune into every day. Thanks to all of my colleagues who've committed themselves to some brilliant radio.
Mark Goodyear, whose final chart was aired this week in 2002 after 7 years. He was one of the very few presenters to have two stints on the chart.
Britain's number one.
This week in 1922, radio arrived formally in Manchester as 2ZY launched.
Well, as far as we were concerned, it was exciting, to say the least of it. You see, we had equipment there. Nobody knew an awful lot about it. We'd been trying experiment broadcasts for some days before, and we had fairly good reports, some from local people, some from quite a distance. If we got something good, then everybody said, "Ooh, hold it, don't alter anything." And very likely, the next night was a washout. Anyway, that night, it had worked the day before. We had our fingers crossed, and when the deadline came, we breathed a prayer, I think, and put the switch in, and it worked. Everybody thought we were wizards.
Hugh Bell, an engineer from Metropolitan Vickers, one of the companies which made up that new BBC company. It took a further 11 years until 1933 that the first woman was trusted with the news. She was Sheila Borrett.
Well, we know that she was married to Giles Borrett, who was a retired naval officer. She was an actress, and she'd come into the BBC to do radio plays and that sort of thing. And I think that she must have wanted to be an announcer, because it looks like she applied for the job and then underwent one of these very strict tests that they would have done to become an announcer. And she was given the job, and you get the impression that the BBC were quite excited about having a woman announcer, and it was really bigged up in the press, and there was huge excitement about her coming in.
BBC historian Kate Murphy speaking on Sheila Borrett, who was the first female newsreader on national radio this week, 81 years ago. They received 10,000 letters of complaint, mostly from women, we're told. She lasted 3 months in her new job, but she later went on to success. Another famous newsreading voice died this week 9 years ago.
Good morning from John Timpson in Brighton, where at 10 to 3 this morning, an explosion extensively damaged the Grand Hotel in which the...
Somebody said of Brian, he was the irritant, and of John, he was the emollient one. And I think that sums them up very well. Brian was the gritty, cheeky, chappy northerner, and John Timpson was not the posh southerner, but he was more sort of... he had a kinder way of interviewing people. Brian was a terrier.
Former Today presenter Sue McGregor recalling Brian Redhead's appearance on the programme alongside John Timpson, who died aged 77 this week in 2005. He'd hosted Today for 16 years. 1983 now, and Kenny Everett's final show on Radio 2. He'd sounded a bit like this.
It's 26 minutes to 12 right here on 2, and guess what? It's Newey time!
Yeah!
This is gonna be a monster.
Oh, Superman.
Love that song. Kenny Everett on Radio 2. He hosted his last show there 31 years ago. How fresh does that sound? 1988 now, and another of those AM oldies splits as Brunel Radio seized the medium wave frequencies from GWR.
So that's the day on Brunel, the station with the Rolls-Royce sound and the station that's backed by a £1 million investment. Join us. Life on the medium wave will never be the same.
The start of GWR's Brunel Radio this week 26 years ago. Later Brunel Classic Gold, later Classic Gold, then Gold, now Smooth. Lily Bolero is a familiar BBC call sign now. It's a 300-year-old melody adopted this week in 1955 as an ident for the World Service in English. The later 1970 familiar version was recorded by David Cox, whose son Chris also worked for the BBC.
Well, I think it was recorded in the basement of Broadcasting House. My father, who was a music producer then, he was producing a session of the BBC Concert Orchestra, who were making theme tunes for the Japanese service at the BBC World Service. It just so happened that there was half an hour or so spare at the end of the session, and my father presented them all with their parts from a score which he'd written out in longhand, and said to them, right, here guys, would you mind playing this? And he conducted them, and the very first take which the BBC Concert Orchestra made of my father's arrangement of Lily Bolero is the one you hear today on the World Service.
Happy birthday, Lily. It's an incredible 15 years now since the first truly digital commercial radio stations launched, The Core and Planet Rock on the new Digital One multiplex.
This is a rock block. It's like Desert Island Discs without that old bird. Planet Rock. 30 years ago, we scared your parents. Now we scare your kids. Planet Rock, UK's classic rock station.
That station survives to this day, now also on FM in the Midlands. Happy 15th birthday, Planet Rock. So, with the death of Barry Aldiss this week, 32 years ago...
This is Radio Luxembourg, your station of the stars.
Susan Ray knocking over the angle poise...
Shares on you...
...during a Radio 4 news bulletin 3 years ago...
My apologies for the crash at the beginning of this summary. My desk lamp fell over. BBC News.
Power FM in Hampshire becoming Galaxy South Coast 6 years ago...
Everything in life evolves.
The UK theme airing for the first time on Radio 4 36 years ago...
The new Radio 4 opening music.
And the very first Radio Moments podcast like this 3 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments, and I reckon that calls for a new jingle, surely.